Are you struggling with negativity or toxicity in your life? You might be dealing with one of the seven types of people that Stoicism warns us about. Hi everyone. In today's video, we're diving into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, a philosophy that doesn't just teach us about individual resilience, but also about the types of people who can challenge our peace and virtue. From the emotional reactor to the manipulator, understanding these personalities can help you protect your mental well-being and cultivate a life of virtue and tranquility. So, if you're ready to learn how to navigate these challenging interactions and strengthen your Stoic virtues, keep watching as we break down each type and share strategies for dealing with them effectively. Let's get started. Segment 1. The Emotional Reactor. The first type Stoicism warns us about is the emotional reactor, someone who is prone to intense, uncontrolled emotional outbursts and an inability to maintain composure when faced with adversity or even minor inconveniences. Emotional reactors are governed by their turbulent feelings rather than sober reason, lashing out angrily or becoming overwhelmed by anxiety, fear, or distress in response to challenges. We've all likely witnessed or even exemplified emotional reactor behavior at some point, furiously honking at another driver for a perceived slight, berating a server over a mistaken order, or bursting into tears when receiving constructive criticism from a boss or loved one. In the heat of the moment, rationality takes a back seat as the emotional reactor's knee-jerk reactions spiral into regrettable words, damaged relationships, and reputations. The ancient Stoics understood that while feeling natural emotions like sadness, frustration, or anger is unavoidable, we always retain the ability to filter these passing impressions through disciplined reasoning before reacting in destructive ways. They advocated developing emotional intelligence through mindfulness practices that enable us to detach from physiological sensations of turmoil and approach difficulties with logic and presence of mind. Seneca elegantly captured this notion, writing, "We are more often frightened than hurt. Our troubles spring more from fancy than from reality." The Stoic path involves recognizing that many events that trigger extreme emotional volatility are merely phantoms, mental projections shaped by unhelpful perceptions and thought patterns that can be reframed through conscious effort. Emotional discipline and resilience are cultivated by repeatedly asking ourselves, "Is my present anguish a matter of objective misfortune, or a distorted mirage fueled by brooding, catastrophizing, and emotional leakage beyond our conscious control?" The Stoics did not expect us to be emotional automatons, but rather to wield reason as our governing force while accepting feelings as inevitable yet impermanent occurrences. Through steadfast practice of techniques like negative visualization, self-reminders, journaling, and Stoic meditations, we can erode our propensity for overreacting and avoid succumbing to the dysfunctional behavior of the emotional reactor. We replace blind autopilot with mindful choice, the choice to feel our feelings while not being tyrannized by them. Segment 2. The Egoist. The next troubling personality type highlighted by Stoicism is the egoist, someone who is excessively self-absorbed, preoccupied with their own interests, and fixated on receiving constant admiration or deference from others. Egoists are often boastful about their achievements, disparaging of others' successes, and determined to be the center of attention. You may recognize egoistic behaviors like endlessly steering conversations back to themselves, exaggerating credentials or accomplishments, expecting excess praise, dismissing feedback, or denigrating anyone they perceive as a threat to their inflated self-image. Egoists frequently name drop, seek entourages of ego strokers, and have an insatiable need to be exalted. The roots of egoism often trace back to insecurity and deriving one's sense of worth from external trappings like status, wealth, or physique, rather than genuine virtues of wisdom and character. Stoics believed unchecked arrogance and vanity make us blind to our own flaws, undermine our ability to think rationally, and erode our capacity for empathy. Marcus Aurelius embodied the antithesis to egoism, humbly advising, "Get rid of the judgment. Get rid of the I am hurt. You are rid of the hurt itself." The Stoics encouraged ego-diffusing exercises of deeply examining our motivations, consciously appreciating our insignificance in the cosmic scale, while focusing energy on what we can control. They saw personal growth stemming from objectively assessing ourselves from multiple perspectives, not blocking out what we dislike. Taming the ego is an ongoing process of monitoring feelings of envy, pride, or overconfidence that distort our judgment. By nurturing humility, gratitude, self-acceptance, and service to others, we avoid the pitfalls of the selfishness, fragility, and alienation inherent to the egoist. Segment 3. The Flatterer. The third type of person highlighted in Stoic philosophy as one to approach cautiously is the flatterer. The flatterer engages in frequent, excessive, and insincere compliments solely aimed at currying favor, attention, or future benefit rather than providing earnest feedback. They lack a dependable moral compass, willing to be sycophantic and deceitful by excessively agreeing or telling people what they want to hear. Practically everyone has encountered flatterers who heap unwarranted praise on a supervisor's questionable idea, echo a friend's controversial opinions to avoid confrontation, or exaggerate the attractiveness and talents of a romantic interest to ingratiate themselves. Their words are empty, their compliments have ulterior motives, and they contort themselves to please through artifice rather than authenticity. The Stoics saw flattery as the opposite of the virtues they espoused. It is inherently dishonest, cowardly rather than exhibiting true bravery, and ultimately corrosive to one's character. They believed that insincerely telling people what they wish to hear, rather than providing wise and caring counsel, even when difficult, makes us complicit in reinforcing others' vices and delusions. Seneca bluntly stated that, "He who praises you for what you are not, rebuts you for what you are." The Stoics emphasized that while tact and compassion have their place, undue flattery is a form of manipulation that strips away truth and signifies a lack of integrity in the flatterer. To avoid falling into the trap of becoming a flatterer, Stoicism advocates cultivating virtues like honesty, resilience, genuine care for others' well-being, and the self-assurance to provide candid yet constructive feedback. We must have the fortitude to discard the people-pleasing obsession with conformity in favor of careful diplomacy that prioritizes growth over ego massaging. The wise person, according to the Stoics, prepares themselves and others by kindly telling the truth and modeling the very changes they wish to see rather than deceptively mirroring faults. With practice, we gain confidence in our sincere identities and disentangle from the empty need to be constant purveyors of disingenuous praise. Segment 4. The Complainer. The next troublesome type identified by Stoicism is the complainer, someone who frequently voices dissatisfaction, laments, criticism, and grievances without making substantive efforts to improve the situations they incessantly bemoan. Complainers are prone to cynicism, pessimism, and a woe-is-me attitude about their circumstances. You know the type, the coworker who is perpetually griping about their job while doing the bare minimum expected of them. The friend who constantly critiques their romantic partner's perceived flaws and inadequacies. The customer who habitually nitpicks about service, amenities, or products no matter how good they are. Complainers find bonds in shared negativity that spirals into an echo chamber of discontentment. To the Stoics, while feeling negative emotions like frustration, disappointment, or sadness is unavoidable, wallowing endlessly as the complainer does is irrational and unproductive. They made a crucial distinction between periodically expressing difficulties as humans inevitably will, and the toxic practice of grumbling, cynical fault-finding, and adopting a permanent victim mentality. Epictetus captured this perspective succinctly. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. The Stoics believed that once we express our grievances, it is folly to then ineffectually complain and lament rather than focusing efforts on factors within our control to improve our circumstances. They advocated making the best of situations we cannot change through resilience and consciously cultivating contentment. To counteract the complainer tendencies in ourselves, we must build conscious habits of personal responsibility, reframing adversity as opportunities, and practicing gratitude for the good that does exist in our lives. Strategies like journaling to vent frustrations while then pivoting to action plans or reflecting on our overcoming of past challenges allow us to process emotions without becoming engulfed by them. Segment 5. The Pessimist. The fifth type Stoicism cautions us about is the pessimist, someone who has an excessively negative, gloomy outlook on life characterized by ruminating over worst-case scenarios and envisioning potential failures, catastrophes, and suffering rather than opportunities. Pessimists struggle to appreciate the positive aspects of the present, instead constantly bracing for future disappointments and misfortune. Perhaps you know people who assume criticisms are imminent, foresee being passed over for promotions, envision horrible accidents or illnesses striking down loved ones, or doubt the viability of their goals and dreams because they think nothing works out for them. Pessimists often reinforce each other's fatalistic mindset, creating a disempowering cloud of hopelessness. While the Stoics did not advocate for blind optimism or toxic positivity disconnected from reality, they strongly highlighted the folly and irrationality of excessive negative visualization and embittered world weariness. They saw pessimism as an irrational fear and failure of sound judgment that robs one of peace, determination, and the ability to find contentment in the present. As Seneca wisely noted, "There is nothing so wretched or cruel as the human mind when it is shackled by the pains of the present, tormented by fear of the future, and finds no rest from self-inflicted miseries." The Stoics promoted the practice of anticipating good fortune as a rational, self-fulfilling mindset that instills hope, motivation, and resilience. Rather than catastrophizing about potential failures, they advised exerting efforts in preparation while embracing the reserve clause, the acknowledgement that positive outcomes remain possible even if not guaranteed. Pessimism was seen as borrowing troubles from the future and allowing anxiety to become a self-created prison. To counteract pessimistic tendencies, Stoicism recommends preventative practices like negative visualization to prepare for difficulties while separating likelihoods from overwhelming dread. Journaling about past resilience, worrying only about what's presently under our control, and surveying our privileges can counter toxic negativity spirals. Ultimately, the mature stance is to hope for the best, expect the likely, and prepare ourselves to endure and overcome setbacks when they inevitably arrive. Segment 6. The Hedonist. The sixth troubling personality highlighted by Stoicism is the hedonist, someone whose core drive is the relentless, unrestrained pursuit of pleasure, indulgence, and sensory gratification with little regard for balance, moderation, or long-term consequences. For the hedonist, life priorities revolve around chasing euphoric physical appetites, material accumulation, and self-gratifying experiences. You may recognize hedonistic behaviors like excessive eating, alcohol or substance abuse, obsessive video gaming, reckless spending on luxury goods, or an insatiable quest for exciting thrills from extreme sports and daredevilry that overshadows other priorities. The hedonist often neglects responsibilities like work, education, and family in favor of momentary pleasures that provide a neurochemical rush. The Stoics cautioned against unbridled hedonism, not from a place of prudishness or advocating extreme asceticism, but from a reasoned understanding that bodily cravings and sense indulgences are transitory and ultimately fail to provide sustainable fulfillment. They saw enslavement to our impulses and inability to delay gratification as obstacles to cultivating wisdom and living virtuously. In perhaps his most famous quotation, Epictetus stated, "No man is free who is not master of himself." The Stoics promoted the concept of willing self-privation, voluntarily practicing restraint, detachment from physical pleasures, and elevating our desires to align with higher values. This self-discipline was viewed as a pathway to authentic freedom and fortitude. To avoid falling into the emptiness and deterioration embodied by the hedonist, Stoicism offers guidance on mastering our impulses, being content with what we currently possess, and developing rational self-sufficiency independent of externalities. Practices like fasting, intensively focusing our energies on productive outputs, and consciously monitoring our attachments can counterbalance tendencies towards overconsumption and binging. Segment 7. The Manipulator. The seventh and final type that Stoicism explicitly warns us about is the manipulator. The manipulator is someone who deliberately employs covert deception, guilt, flattery, and subtle coercion to exploit others' insecurities, emotions, or circumstances in order to advance their own interests and get their way. While often portraying themselves as well-intentioned, manipulators erode trust, breed resentment, and chip away at others' confidence. Manipulative tactics can include excessive amassing flattery and love bombing before an eventual request for major favors, guilt-tripping friends or family by invoking self-doubt about their loyalty, passive-aggressive comments meant to instill anxiety, spinning narratives to deflect responsibility, deploying crocodile tears or using rumors to turn people against each other. The manipulator's currency is emotional exploitation rather than appeal to reason. The Stoics placed immense value on integrity, truthfulness, and uncompromising morality in one's conduct toward others. They viewed manipulation and deception, however subtle, as antithetical to virtue, wisdom, and the principles of universal reason that govern an ethical life. The truly powerful person, in the Stoic view, has no need to trick, unduly influence, or play mind games with others. Instead, they cultivate the strength of character to make their case through sound logic and an appeal to our shared human rationality as social beings. Resorting to manipulation signifies weakness rather than true persuasiveness. To inoculate ourselves against being manipulated by others or slouching into manipulative patterns ourselves, The Stoics emphasized developing a keen understanding of universal human psychology and the ability to remain unswayed by emotional ploys. They encouraged rigorously scrutinizing our own judgments from multiple perspectives to expose flawed assumptions or agendas. Practices like negative visualization, consciously delaying gratification of impulses, and repeatedly affirming our reason principles can insulate us from allowing fears, guilt, or insecurities to be leveraged against our interests. The Stoic forge of self-honesty and moral fiber is crucial for defying the manipulators' veiled assaults on our autonomy. In this extensive exploration, we have delved into seven specific personality types that the ancient philosophy of Stoicism explicitly cautioned against emulating or allowing to pervade our characters: the emotional reactor, the egoist, the flatterer, the complainer, the pessimist, the hedonist, and the manipulator. While the Stoics recognize that human imperfection means we may occasionally exhibit elements of these troubling traits, they provided a robust philosophical framework and pragmatic guidance for identifying, mitigating, and ultimately transcending such obstructions to our actualization of eudaimonia, the primordial human potential for flourishing. Whether it was strengthening our emotional resilience, cultivating humility, prioritizing authenticity, taking radical responsibility, nurturing rational optimism, practicing moderation, or reinforcing uncompromising ethics, Stoicism issues a clarion call to elevate our consciousness above the undisciplined impulses, appetites, judgments, and thought patterns that can slowly corrode our integrity and relationships. We must remain ever vigilant against the gradual hardening of detrimental tendencies into entrenched characters that constrain our ability to live as fully actualized human beings in harmony with reason and virtue. The more we embrace Stoic exercises like journaling, meditation, fasting, and applying their timeless maxims through iterative practice, the more robustly we inoculate ourselves against evolving into versions of the seven pernicious types. Does venting our anger in destructive outbursts or repressing it entirely truly serve our well-being? Is excessively self-aggrandizing pride sustainable fuel for growth? Can contemptuous judgment and constant negativity uplift us? Will reckless pursuit of fleeting bodily cravings satisfy our deeper needs? Can manipulation of others' insecurities ever breed authentic connection? Ultimately, Stoicism beckons us to soberly interrogate whether we are living consciously with intention or merely drifting unawares into toxic patterns that alienate us from our highest selves. The choice to walk the higher road of wisdom requires fortitude, but the ancient philosophers remind us that the longest journey begins with a single, courageous step towards self-mastery.